Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
Today is Wednesday, May 25th, and the Old Testament verse is from 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. And this is a prayer of David as he is turning over his kingdom to his son Solomon. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours.
And the New Testament reading is from the first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. There is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all.
Well, we're here today together, Jean Bearley and myself. We're so thankful that we can share these words. And I asked Jean to help me because these two verses are not easy.
I agree.
We've been discussing a little bit how they connect. What are you seeing in these verses, Jean?
Well, the whole thing of the kingdom, we're always praying, thy kingdom come, O Lord. And we're longing for the kingdom, which in many ways is like everything right, everything beautiful, everything as it should be. And yet the kingdom that Jesus brought us in the flesh as a human is very humble, very simple, very down to earth. And the ransom is very literally down to earth, laying down his life.
Mm, yes.
With no adornments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about how everyone expected Jesus to be this king that would be adorned with a crown and the robes and the wonder and the majesty would be all around him, and the cherubim and seraphim would be singing around him or something. People had this image of this king, but also a warrior king. And what did he turn out to be? A servant king, a king with a crown of thorns, riding on a donkey, humbly, not making anything of himself. But this is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. And this kind of a king was an image that I think many of us have struggled with. It was Harry Wendt that really reminded me of the servant king. And he's not only a servant king, but he's given his life as a ransom, and he is a mediator. How would you describe these two words, Jean?
As a mediator, someone stands between two opposing parties, but as a ransom, the mediator has to lay down his or her own life.
And that helps me to see these verses in that way. The servant king, who's the mediator.
We were discussing the kingdom that is coming or shown us in the book of Revelation. Again, it's a glorious kingdom coming down out of heaven, though. We think we're striving to build the kingdom on earth and including all that we can of what is beautiful, of all these gifts of God. All that is in the heavens and on the earth is his. And even the instructions for the temple were to find the most beautiful wood, the most precious stones, the finest linen, all these things. And so we go about trying to do that. And yet in the end, as Jesus said to the apostles before his passion, look at this temple, but in the end, not a stone will remain upon a stone. And it's like something that's so beautiful. And we lift that up with joy and thankfulness. And then the Lord comes along and says, lay it down. You haven't yet quite understood. It is a life challenge for me, and in so many ways, Lord, teach me, show me, give me the mind of Christ. What is this kingdom that you are creating. We are striving to let you create.
And we pray this in the Lord's Prayer so we can participate in this creation of the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then at the end, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. This is what we profess.
And the glory, I think it was Irenaeus or one of the early fathers of the church that said, the glory of God is man fully alive. And that's a mystery too. When you think of God wanting, creating, allowing, including us human beings as part of his glory, his weight, his power in the world, living completely with the mind of Christ is our goal. Is part is what he sees as glory and what he wants to accomplish. And he needs us and wants us to trust him. And like you said, let ourselves be gathered in. That the thing about faith is not something in our minds that we believe, you know, in our brain. Faith is laying down our life, putting our life completely in God's hands and following him, living in. And it's great and glorious, and it's also very humble and simple, like Mother Teresa saying, this person whom I'm finding in such destitute and terrible situation is your glory, Lord. Teach me to see you, and let me lift up this person in love. That's the glory.
The ransom that Jesus paid was for all, not just for selected ones, but for all, like this one that you're speaking of.
And he became that person lying, in a way, in the gutter of life. Freely laying down his life. And is the glory, the happening. Because that's how he ransoms us. He laid down his life for us.
Well, I think these are wonderful thoughts. I'm very thankful that we could see these verses. Kind of, they're kind of at the contrasting, the heavenly realm and the earthly realm. The bridge between God and us came through Jesus, so that our sin doesn't have the last word on our life.
Yes.
But the last word is glory to God. Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Would you like to read the prayer? Do you have that there, Jean?
Yes.
Okay.
O Lord, yours is the kingdom. You are exalted above all others. Because of your love for us, we must not only pray for our friends, but also for our enemies. But we confess that this is a big task in this divided world. May your light of grace turn us from our dark ways to walk with you as the one who mediates all of our relationships. Amen.
And there are 24 of us going to Germany to see the Passion Play. Many of these are friends of Mount Carmel. There are some new friends that we're going to bring along with us, and we're meeting Johann now in Munich. Please pray for us as we journey overseas and come into Germany and Austria and Switzerland, bringing the light of Christ to all of those that we meet. And may the grace of God be upon us as we live the Passion, understand what it is to fulfill the kingdom of God in the mind of Christ, as we have learned today. God bless each of you listeners as you fulfill God's calling in your life today. I will sing, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, and please join me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ. Yes, I am.